MashaAllah, brothers, come closer. A few minutes only, inshallah. JazakAllah. Very, very Mubarak time. Allah make it easy. Now, why is this time Mubarak, my brothers? Simple reason. The ulama tell us that at this time, especially after Asr and after Fajr, the Malaika change their shifts. The Malaika change their shifts. We have two Malaikas on our shoulders at all times. Kiraman, Katibin. Kiraman, Katibin. So Kiraman sits on this side, Katibin sits on this side. Now the leader of the two is Kiraman. So if a person makes the niyat of doing a good deed, then Kiraman, he commands him to start writing one neki. But if a person makes the intention of doing a bad deed, but he doesn't do the bad deed, then he's not allowed to do anything. He's not allowed to write anything. Now let's assume the person, Allah save us all, does a bad deed, does an evil deed. So, Katibin now he wants to write. So Kiraman tells him, hold on, let's see if he's going to make Tawbah. And if he's going to make Tawbah, then after that he has to scratch it out. And obviously if he doesn't make Tawbah, then it's going to stay there. So my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, it is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with the wealth of Iman. I was sitting here, actually it's a concern, a fikr, a worry about this Iman, about how this Iman can remain with us, how our khatima can be made on Iman, and how our hashar can be made with those people that are called mu'mineen. And my respected brothers, this fikr not only for ourselves, but this fikr for every human being that is coming till the day of Qiyamah. And the reason for this is very, very simple. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam always had this one overriding fikr that none of his ummati should ever go into the fire of Jahannam. All should be saved and going to the everlasting peace and pleasure of Jannat. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. How much does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us can be seen from this one hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum when a woman from amongst the prisoners began frantically searching for her child. Upon finding him, she placed him against her body and began nursing him. So upon this, Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked of the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, do you ever think that this woman will throw her child into the fire? So the question was, do you ever think that this woman will ever throw her child into the fire? Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum submitted, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not as long as she doesn't have to. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us 70 times more than what this mother loves a child. Most of us sitting here, alhamdulillah, we have got younger sisters, younger brothers, some have got grandchildren, alhamdulillah. And we know that when that baby is sick, the mother is sick. If that baby is hungry and crying, the mother is also sad. It's like she's also hungry. If that baby is affected in any way, it directly affects the mother. And we know how much that is. So here the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us 70 times more than what this mother loves the child. Now 70, the ulama will tell us, that is there to show us kasrat, is there to show us abundance. Like say for example, you got a naughty child, you got a naughty son, and he does something wrong. So you tell him, why, don't do that. Then he does it again and you tell him, why, I told you not to do it. Then he does it again and you tell him, yeah, I told you not to do it. Why do you keep on doing it? Then when he does it again, you get very angry. And what do you tell him? I told you 100 times not to do that. Why are you still doing this? So in Arabic, they don't say, I told you 100 times. They tell you, I told you 70 times. So 70 times is there to show us kasrat. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all of us, as I said, and he loves the Anbiya salatu wasalam with taslim. One day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa alayhi salam to come to him. So Musa alayhi salam, in the night, he took part of his people and he hurried to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, oh Musa, where is the rest of the qawm? Where is the rest of the people? He says, no, I came away quickly because I wanted to come here. And listen to what he said. I wanted to make you happy. What did he say? I wanted to make you happy. One day when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading salah, and even before that, he used to think, you know what, we are facing the Qibla of the Yahud and the Nasara. I wish that we could change our Qibla to Makkatul Mukarrama. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will make you happy. In that masjid, Allah take us again and again there, the Masjid Qiblatain, the Masjid of the two Qiblas. While Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Salat, he turned his position towards Makkatul Mukarramah. So here, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala made him happy. Another time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be very concerned, very worried about his ummah, that you know what, my ummah is only going to live to between 60 and 70 years old. The ummahs of the previous time, of the past times, they've lived for 1,000 years, they've lived for so many years. We all talk about this and we hear it all the time, that Nuh alayhi salam preached to the people for 950 years. Didn't live for 950 years. Nuh alayhi salam preached to the people for 950 years. So we don't know how long he lived, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, here also I'll make you happy. So this is where the night of power, the night of Qadr came. It is better than 80 years. And so we can see that why the Adi Ambi Salatu wasalam wa taslim wanted to make Allah happy. Allah loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much that he said, I will make you happy. Big difference there. Eh? Not to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't love the Adi Ambi Salatu wasalam wa taslim. He loved them all. Eh? But obviously he loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam the most. They say in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more valuable than his arsh, than his throne, more valuable than his tremendous throne, is that soil that is touching the Mubarak jism, that is touching the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that soil, that sand, is even more valuable than his arsh. Now let us look at something else. You see, ulama tell us that everything the people wanted to know, sahaba wanted to know. So they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell us about the soul. What is the soul? What is the ruh? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wahi. When they ask you about the ruh, the soul, tell them it is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell them it is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another place, sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should we spend in the path of Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that whatever is in excess of your needs. Tell them that whatever is excess. But when the sahaba wanted to know, where is Allah? When my slave asks you about me, then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, kul fa inni qareeb. What did he say? When they ask you about me, I am near. So he didn't say, kul, I am near. He said, when they ask about me, I am near. And how near is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us? You see the jugular veins. The jugular veins is inside a person. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? That I am nearer than their jugular veins. So this is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, my respected brothers. If you look at our inception, if you look at our coming into being, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana mentioned this in the Jummah Bayan also, about Surah Al-Dahr, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off like this, something like this, that hasn't they come upon man a time when he was not even a thing worthy of mention? You know, if somebody calls you a thing, it's bad enough. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to our inception as, hasn't they come across man a time when he was not even a thing worthy of mention? And from there, my respected brothers, how did we come here? They say after 40 days, after the husband and wife got together, after 40 days, that became jama huwa khun. That became what? Coagulated blood. And after another 40 days, it became jama huwa khun. Jama huwa khun. And then after 40 days, ghost ka ek lothra. Right? So first 40 days, jama huwa khun. Another 40 days, ghost ka ek lothra. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clothed us with bones. And from there, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us right up to ahsani taqweem, in the best of forms. Doesn't Allah love us? My respected brothers, love that being. Love that person that has brought us into being. You know, always when we stand up to give talks, and most people they do this and there's nothing wrong with it, but I thought I'll just mention this. You see, normally most of us say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many bounties. He's given us the bounty of sight. He's given us the bounty of hearing. He's given us the bounty of smell. He's given us the bounty of taste. He's given us the bounty of being able to grasp, of being able to hold, of being able to walk. My respected brothers, have we ever thought about the bounty of existence? All of us sitting here and all of us outside of this masjid are not biological accidents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wanted to bring somebody into being, when He wanted to bring somebody into existence, He thought that, you know what, Fatima and Muhammad are going to get married and they're going to have so many children and this is what their names are going to be. Okay? So all of us here, my respected brothers, we're not biological accidents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned that we come onto this planet. Okay? So we are planned people. We didn't just come here. Okay? My respected brothers, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us into existence. Okay? We thank Him for everything. What about existence? Okay? If there was no existence, you won't be able to thank for the sight, you won't be able to thank for the hearing, you won't be able to thank for the taste, for nothing. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, what does He want? He wants that we go and praise Him. He wants that we go to people and talk about His greatness. Okay? He doesn't want us to go to people's homes and tell them, you know what, come to the masjid, we are having a program. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about da'wat. What is da'wat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that whose words can be better than His, who calls towards Allah, does good deeds, and then says, I'm from amongst the common Muslims. I'm from amongst the common Muslims. This is da'wat, my respected brothers. What is the benefit of da'wat? This is how Islam came into existence, through da'wat. See, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Jibreel Amin came there and told him to read, he used to go into the Ghari Hira. Ma Khadija radhiyallahu anha used to go up with that tiffin and some water or whatever it is, and she used to go and replenish the stocks every now and then. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sit in the Ghari Hira, and he used to be very worried, very concerned about what was going on in Makkatul Mukarramah. But no da'wat was given. Then when Jibreel Amin came there one day, he came there and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I cannot read, I am not lettered. Told him again, read. I cannot read, I'm not lettered. Then the third time he made mu'anaka with him, pressed him tightly and told him, read. And through Allah's fuzzle, he read. Then after that, the early Meccan surahs, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir, that came down. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wake up and go and put fear into the hearts of the people about your Rabb. Then when he went down and he started giving da'wat, what happened? When he started giving da'wat, mukhalifat. What is mukhalifat? Opposition. That came about. Mukhalifat, opposition came about. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persevered. Right? So when da'wat started, Islam was born. Islam came into existence. Before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat there in the cave of Hira. Worried, seeker, fikr, nothing happened. Soon as he came down and he started giving da'wat, that is when mukhalifat came, and that is when Islam came into existence. Okay? Islam came into existence. My respected brothers, as long as there is da'wat, as long as there is da'wat, people will come into the fold of Islam. Those people that are sitting on the fence, they will come on this side of the fence. Those people with weak iman, their iman will become stronger. Those people with strong iman, their iman will become even stronger. And if you look on the flip side, when da'wat stops, what is going to happen? People won't come into the fold of Islam. Those people that are sitting on the fence, they will fall on that side of the fence. Those people with weak iman, they will lose their iman. And those people that had strong iman, their iman will become a bit weak. So my respected brothers, the lifeblood of Islam is da'wat. And what is da'wat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. What does He say? He says, tell them that this is my way. I call towards Allah with hikmat. That means with wisdom. And basirat means conviction. This is my way and the way of those that follow me. And my respected brothers, if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells something like this, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that if they wish that Allah love them, then they must make your ittiba. They must follow you. Then will Allah love you. And the best part is, and then will He forgive you your sins. So my respected brothers, we have an ummah that has been taken out for a job. We're not the best of the ummahs because we've got a lot of money. You know the queen today, I'll say this then we finish. The queen today in England, if she wants to put on a tiara, you know, her crown, it is very light but very, very valuable. But the most expensive jewelry and things like that is there on that crown. So she'll probably put it on herself, or she'll get a chambermaid to help her to put it on. The kings of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with so much of wealth, if you want to call it a blessing, gave them so much of wealth, gave them so much of wealth, gave them so much of wealth, that they couldn't put the crown on their head. They used to suspend it from the ceiling. They used to suspend that crown from the ceiling and they used to go and sit underneath it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that you are the best of the ummats. He called us the best of the ummats. Why? Because we are doing this effort. Umar radiallahu anhu said something like this, that if a person is not doing this effort, not calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is not worthy of this calling of being from amongst the best of the ummats. So inshallah, my respected brothers, the main program will take place inshallah after Maghrib. Brothers are requested to become fariq. They need to go to the toilet, to have a cup of tea or whatever it is inshallah, to finish off with that quickly and come as quickly as possible into the masjid. Take inshallah, all of us will try. And then we should give our niyats after the program also. Jazakumullah. Subhanallah. 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 Subhanallah.